Welcome, everybody. Share number 1262 in the writing. It's share number 414. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, the bottom line is like this. We're in the middle of the halachas of when one needs an extra bracha, in the middle of a meal, food, drink, and so on, and when they wash for bread. Before continuing, I just want to go through the next few shiurim, various different halachas, just a general, nothing specific. We're not learning halachas of benching right now. We're not learning halachas of specific subjects. Just I prepared a few different shiurim for various different reasons. Along the way, I'm going to be traveling Bezras Hashem for a short while. So I had to just change around my schedule a little bit. So I'm just, next few shiurim, I just want to go through some various simple halachas, pertaining to some various different things in Hilchos Brachos. And, Bezras Hashem, we'll get back to in probably about 5-6 shiurim or so, roughly, back to the subject of, making a bracha meal of the meal. Okay. So the first thing I just want to talk about is before continuing, so it's in reference to benching. Benching, there's some interesting, important halachas always to keep in mind in reference to benching itself. So in reference to Birchas HaMazon, right, benching, so the Poskim recommend a few different things, a few different pointers that are brought down, actually in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabru, and so on, that one should say benching from a sitter. The Mishabru talks about where one should recite benching from a sitter or from a bencher, rather than reciting it from memory. If somebody doesn't have and they bench by heart, obviously they're still yoitza, but a very good eitza toiva Mishabura brings down it, as much as possible, one should recite it from memory. One should recite it from a sitter looking inside from a bencher. I just want to say over mice, I once heard from Rebbe Leibel Katz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he mentioned from one of the major gedolim of the, from the previous dar, sort of, maybe 30, 40 years ago, that one of the things, or the thing that they took upon themselves for the new year and Rosh Hashanah at that time was the gadol, that gadol said he's going to bench from a sitter looking inside. He was somebody who knew it all by heart. Anyways, wasn't even a question, but he was going to bench using a sitter looking inside when he's home. This gadol said only when he's home, because when he's on the road, okay, whatever, it could be he won't have. But when he's home, he's going to look inside a sitter. That's how big it is to take it upon oneself to look inside of a sitter when benching, that one of these major gedolim took upon themselves this for the new year at that time. It was a very important thing to, very beautiful thing to see. So we see the importance of looking in a sitter, looking in a bencher. Okay. Another thing we have to keep in mind, when one is benching, not to make any gestures, any motions, not to snap your fingers, you know, person starts snapping or whatever. Now you have to be very careful, not to be engaging in similar types of non-verbal communication with, some other person while they're benching, right? They have to get a message over or whatever. They're not going to talk out. They'll do some gestures. You have to be careful. You can't do that. Now, one is allowed to motion to their child. Let's say a little child who doesn't understand starts crying and it's just going to be basically disturbing. So one would be allowed to motion to a little child, who's crying or disturbing their benching, calm down or whatever the case is. That would be okay. But just, one adult to another, one has to be careful not to do that. Now, one should be careful also when reciting Birchas HaMazon, when benching, to be sitting down. It's important. Halacha l'maisa, one has to be sitting when benching, even though one might have eaten. Let's say you say, well, I ate my whole meal standing. It doesn't matter. When you bench, you have to be sitting. That's the halacha. Bid the eved, if one recited benching while standing or walking for that matter, right, you're not allowed to be walking either. Walking goes without saying. If you can't stand, you can't walk, right? Even when you make a regular bracha, you're not supposed to be walking around. It's a very important thing always to keep in mind. And by benching, it goes even without saying. When one benches, and especially when they're full, you're dealing with a deraisa. Mamish, it's a deraisa. So, but the eved, if one recites benching while standing or walking, they did it. They didn't know, or they, whatever the case is. So do they have to re-bench? No. The benching was, they were Yaitzid, they would not have to repeat Birchas HaMazon, and they would not have to repeat benching again. So it's just a very important point to, just to keep in mind in reference to benching. They are brought down in Simin Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Tes, Mishabura, Sif Katan Pei, Kuf Pei Hei, Sif Katan Aleph. Those are the two Simanim, Kuf Pei Gimel, Kuf Pei Hei, and then Rabbanah brings it down in the Allah Zabrachas on page 308 and 309. Again, it's just we want to keep in mind the next few shiurim we'll be going through various different important points as a reference to benching and a little bit brachas. And then Bezras Hashem, I hope to get back, as they say, back on track with the halachas of what you could eat, what you can't eat in the middle of a meal. We only basically covered about half, a little bit more than half, and Bezras Hashem, we have another half to go. Thank you for listening. Atzalacha Baruch Hu Kol Tuv.